On this week's edition of Food Friday, we're talking about salads. You know, in theory, it's that pile of green stuff you put on your plate so you can eat, you know, less healthy food without feeling guilty. But salads can be a lot more than that, including fully fledged meals in their own right. Jeannie Kelly is a cookbook author, food writer, and food stylist. She's written in a number of cookbooks, including Salad for Dinner, Complete Meals for All Seasons. Jeannie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, does the salad get kind of like a, you know, an understudy role? We think of it as the thing we eat before the real food or in a little corner of the plate alongside the real stuff.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm such a salad fanatic. I like to think of it as the star of the show. But that said, I'm not opposed to a lovely, you know, opening salad to start a meal.
Let's talk about the basics. What are some of the greens you like to use, maybe especially this time of year, as the base for a meal-type salad?
Well, I'm a fan of arugula. I eat a lot of it. I grow it, and it's so easy to grow that I just kind of keep it planted over and over and over again. So definitely that's one of my favorites. I love spinach, a nice delicate baby spinach is a great green. If I want crunch, you know, there's always, you know, you can't go wrong with a little bit of romaine.
Now, I feel like I'm an okay cook, Jeannie, but I'm weirdly bad at making salads. I just feel like they're boring. I don't know. Did I rinse the salad not enough, too much? Did it dry out enough? Should it be colder? Is there like a secret to just having the greens taste really good and fresh?
I do. I have noticed. I am, as I said, a little bit spoiled by growing a lot of my greens. And so I notice every once in a while when I'm working or I'm out on a job somewhere and someone opens a bag of greens, they don't have the same flavor. And it's just, they're just not as intense. So I think that if you can find a way to source your greens at a farmer's market, or even sometimes in the some supermarkets have those bulk bins where the greens are prettier. They just seem fresher than the ones that are in the bags. I know the bags are so convenient. There's just nothing easier than just opening a bag and dumping some dressing on it. But I think it's worth the extra effort of really sourcing better salad greens.
Is there something you like to use? Now, here in Wisconsin, we have, you know, winter, and the fresh stuff isn't yes. going to happen. Are there, what do you go to when the fresh stuff, it's just not realistic unless we build like a hydroponic yurt in the backyard?
Well, you know, there are certain cold weather greens that are delicious. Like radicchio is one of those ones that can go through the season. And even, you know, at most markets, you can get things like Swiss chard, collard greens, cabbage. Cabbage is a lovely salad green because you slice it really thinly and it just adds that wonderful flavorful crunch. Broccoli, if you take the stems of broccoli and you know, take all the hard, rough edges off and finely slice that inside, that's a lovely crunchy green too. So, you know, they're definitely good options to be had in the winter. I think when it comes to salad, you just have to sort of, you know, expand what you think of as salad greens, because, you know, even a shaved zucchini can be used as a salad green. You know, there's so many options.
Okay, yeah, that's stuff we can work with even when it's not fresh. That sounds great. Now, say we want to take it and make it a main course salad. What kind of things do we do to give it, you know, a little oomph, a little heft that's going to make it a full meal?
Well, you definitely need to think about protein. You know, I think a lot of people are concerned about getting a protein, enough protein in their diets if they're only eating a salad. So there are easy ways to add protein. Vegetarian sources could be a can of chickpeas. You know, I think you guys know a lot about chickpeas there. You've been talking about them.
We just did last week. Yeah.
Yes. Or another favorite of mine, cannellini beans. They're very like plump and meaty. They have a creamy texture. That's a great way. Leftover roast chicken makes a great thing to shred and add to your salad. Cheese is always great. Feta is one of my all-time favorites. Blue cheese adds a little protein. Nuts. I mean, there are so many things. And then, of course, grains. Sometimes I'll do something where I'll cook some farro, which are wheat berries, And I'll cook those in a little salted water and maybe add a little bit of vinegar to the water and drain that off at the beginning of the week and then toss it with a little olive oil. And I can stick that in the refrigerator and I can just add a little handful of that to whatever salad I'm making throughout the week. And it just, it adds that sort of fortification. It makes it just bulkier. So, I mean, there are so many options.
Talking to Jeannie Kelly, cookbook author. Her books include Salad for Dinner, Complete Meals for All Seasons. We are making salad the center of the plate and the star of the show right now. Jeannie, it's partly a story about combining flavors, but it seems like with salads, the texture is important. How do we make sure we have a good range of textures that work together?
Well, it depends on what kind of salad you want, but I think for most people, they would tell you that they are looking for a certain element of crunch. And so we talked about nuts adding a good, you know, sense of bulk to it, but they also add great crunch. Like a toasted almond is great to add. You can add walnuts. I mean, basically any nut will go into your salad. Something that I've been using a lot lately, which I've been enjoying that adds a little crunch and flavor, are sunflower seeds. When I have good quality bread at home and there's just like a little nub at the end and you're never quite sure what to do with that, I always cut that into cubes. I toss it with a little olive oil. I put it in my toaster oven and then I have this nice bag of croutons that I can use later in the week because that adds a really crisp effect. And you can even add celery to provide crunch for our salads. And romaine is crunch. Fennel, raw fennel, or some people call it sweet anise. That adds a wonderful slight licorice-y flavor and good texture to salad as well. You want your salad to be moist. Nobody wants a dry salad, but you have to be careful that you don't have your salad. You never want it to seem oily or overdressed. So I always recommend just making a dressing, add a little bit, and then add a little bit more, or very, very lightly dress your salad. And then you can serve dressing in a bowl, you know, alongside in case people like more, because I think that can definitely kill a salad if it gets all oily and sloppy.
Now, you shared a couple of recipes with us. We have them online, by the way, at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's dig into one of them now. Roasted balsamic chicken and green bean salad with goat cheese. That sounds, I love the name. Talk us through how this one comes together.
Yes. Well, this one I think is great for late summer because a lot of people have green beans in their gardens. It's seasonal. The arugula, even a bag of the baby arugula is delicious. That's how much of an arugula fan I am. And so that makes it easy. And then cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are always delicious. So what's really convenient about this recipe is you marinate boneless, skinless chicken thighs. What could be easier in like a nice, it's almost like similar to the ingredients of the vinaigrette. It's olive oil, garlic, balsamic vinegar, and you marinate that. And then you put it on a big roasting pan and you roast it at high heat in your oven until the chicken is really succulent and done and delicious. And you take that off. And on that same pan, you don't even wash it. You add your trimmed green beans. And then you roast the green beans in all those delicious juices from the chicken and the balsamic vinegar, and they get sort of coated and glazed and just tender. And then that gets mixed with the cherry tomatoes, a little bit of arugula, and then the whole thing gets goat cheese on the top. And it's a really spectacular salad. And I think you could serve that to people who might claim not to feel that salad is main course worthy, and they would that salad would change their mind.
We're talking to Jeannie Kelly, food writer and stylist, author of the cookbook Salad for Dinner: Complete Meals for All Seasons. We'll go to your calls now. Kathy is with us in Caledonia. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. Maybe I missed it, but I've been listening to you. I love to add hard-boiled eggs to my salad, sliced or diced. Did you mention that?
Kathy, thanks. Jeannie, you mentioned some proteins. I don't know if eggs were on that list. Are eggs a good, solid addition, though?
Absolutely. I can't believe I neglected to say hard-boiled eggs. You are so right. Hard-boiled eggs are wonderful. They're a great source of protein. They're delicious. They make so many salads so good. So I'm so glad you reminded me. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call, Kathy. Is there anything that eggs play really well with in salads?
Oh, gosh, so many things. You know, I tend not to want eggs in salads that might have a fruit component in them. For some reason, it just doesn't mix. So I like them better, the super savory things. Like, they're great. One of the salads that you have the recipe for is a salad niçoise, and that prominently features hard-boiled eggs. There's another salad in my book called The Green Goddess, and it has hard-boiled eggs in it, and green beans and green tomatoes and green lettuce and a green goddess dressings, and that sort of creamy herbaceous thing with the eggs is delicious, you know, as is something like, you know, olives, capers, all those things to me go really well with the hard-boiled eggs.
Sounds great. We'll go back to our callers. Abby is with us in Spooner. Abby, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What did you want to bring up, Abby?
Salad in a pasta bowl. You put a chicken breast on the grill and corn on the cob on the grill. After those are grilled, you chop the chicken breast up, you slice the corn off the cob, you throw it in a bowl, chop tomatoes, pearl mozzarella, and then you make a little dressing with balsamic vinaigrette, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and I add a little bit of honey to that, and then you toss it all together and put it in a pasta bowl with a slice of multigrain bread and a glass of wine, and you're good to go.
That sounds great, Abby. I just wanted to ask one thing. Pearl mozzarella?
Yeah, you can get fresh mozzarella in little pearl balls the size of
I've seen that.
Nickel. And you toss in a handful of those.
That sounds great, Abby. That's wonderful. And Jeannie, I did diss my own salad making ability. I will asterisk that when I make grilled chicken and put it on a salad, it usually comes out pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a great thing. And going back to Abby, on the perlini, that little tiny mozzarella balls, mm-hmm. I like to mix that with the orecchiette pasta. And the orecchiette pasta are those little ear-shaped.
Okay.
And so it's so cute. You know, they collect that. They hold that. They're the perfect size to hold that pearl of mozzarella. And that salad sounded wonderful, too. I wonder, you know, since you have the chicken in there, you could try maybe one time not putting the mozzarella in there. And then along with that grilled corn and the grilled chicken, like in the summertime, to have a diced peach in there. It just would be so delicious and summery. I think that would be a good addition to that delicious sounding salad.
What is this taking this too far? Could I grill that peach?
Yes, that would be great. You just would want to be careful that you had it on a very hot temperature so that you got a little bit of that nice grilled flavor without making the texture sort of soft, because you wouldn't want it to fall apart and get mushy in your salad.
Thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. It's Food Friday. We're talking to Jeannie Kelly, cookbook author of Salad for Dinner. We are making salads our main course today. We've got a few recipes from Jeannie up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Back to your calls. Duke is with us in Milwaukee. Duke, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Duke?
Well, I make a very simple salad. Couple leaves of iceberg lettuce, some cherry tomatoes, leftover rare steak cubed, and then I will toss that in olive oil and balsamic vinegar and top it off with some feta. That's a meal.
Yeah, easy to put together, Duke. Thank you so much for that call. He's got a little steak on there, Jeannie.
Yes, I am a fan of a steak salad. I make one that's very similar to what Duke makes, but I put blue cheese instead of the feta cheese. Mm-hmm. And I usually use a slightly heartier, maybe more flavorful salad green than the iceberg, but I totally understand that people love iceberg because it's so cold and crunchy. And then sometimes I even like to put like a little roasted new potato with that. There's just something about, you know, you feel like you're at a steakhouse, but you're eating a salad.
Duke, thanks so much for that call. And Jeannie, he mentioned this, the steak he uses, it's leftovers. And I guess, and I've been there, like making soup, sometimes salad can be a great way to use up when you got that little bit of something left over.
Oh, absolutely. Any leftover chicken, as I said, the leftover bread, odds and ends of, you know, vegetables. It, you know, sometimes you open your refrigerator drawer and you have maybe one carrot and you have one zucchini and, you know, one cucumber. And, you know, you can find a little bit of lentil, or you can find a can of chickpeas or pasta or farro or something and cook that up. Maybe the leftover chicken, maybe you have a nub here or two of some delicious cheese. I mean, it really is quite astounding, the deliciousness that you can come up with some random leftovers when you're putting it together under a vinaigrette or some sort of salad dressing.
Let's bring on another caller now. Travis is on the line in Mercer. Travis, hi. Oop, Travis just dropped. We went to pick him up. He had a question that looks like want to know if you should wash and how you should wash lettuce when it comes in the bag. I always wash any lettuce, Jeannie, and I've got like a salad spinner, you know, one of those not as seen on TV type things, but you know, you spin it around to dry it off after you rinse it off. How much do you rinse your greens?
I love my salad spinner, and sometimes what I'll do is I'll fill the salad spinner, you know, with the wet greens, and I'll let them sit for, oh, I don't know, maybe a half an hour or so. Sometimes I'll do that in the refrigerator, because sometimes I find it can revive the greens if they feel like they're a little wilty. I do recommend washing the greens that come in a bag. I know people hate to hear that because just the convenience quality of being able to open a bag and just dump it in a bowl. But I think it's safer. I think it's food. I think it's better for you. And I think just we all have to be so careful with, you know, the foodborne illnesses. I just always recommend washing it. And if you have a salad spinner, it's so easy. I mean, they're such remarkable devices, you know. I don't know if yours is the kind where you spin it on the top or
you
pull
just like push the thing down and it just, yeah, correct. Okay, it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it is fun.
I wanted to check out, Jeannie, one more salad that you shared with us. We've talked about the roasted balsamic chicken and green bean. You mentioned the salad niçoise. Brown rice grape leaf salad is the other one we've got up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Tell us about that one.
Oh, this is a great salad. So I love, you know, the dolmas, you know, Greek grape leaf appetizer dish. And I don't know if you or your listeners have ever made grape leaves, but it's pretty time consuming. And so this is a way where you can have all the wonderful flavors of grape leaves, but it's in a salad because you essentially take the grape leaves, which are grape leaves that have been pickled in a brine. And you chop those up and you mix them into the salad. Now, you can get the grape leaves at most Middle Eastern markets or Greek markets. If for some reason you can't find them, chopped capers will mimic that kind of salty green texture really well. So don't panic if you can't get the grape leaves.
So it ends up being a deconstructed dolma, those grape leaf roll-up things.
Exactly. That's exactly what this salad is. And I like to serve it with a nice little dollop of yogurt and a few greens. And it was interesting because a lot of people, like earlier, you talked about side salad and a main dish salad. And what I really love about this brown rice salad is it does have pistachios in it. It has the fetas in it. It has currants. It's enough for a vegetarian to make a meal out of it, especially with the little dollop of Greek yogurt on the side. But this would also be something that you could serve at a dinner party, you know, when you were entertaining guests that ate some things and not other things. So if you had a little bit of grilled lamb or a little bit of grilled chicken, this is a wonderful dish that can be served on its own as a main course, or it would be a really, really nice accompaniment to a little bit of grilled chicken, fish, or lamb.
All right, Jeannie, so, weekends are coming. Do you have a salad plan in the works?
Well, I feel like I've been living off of Greek salads lately. I think there was one day last week where I had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
And I learned about last year that traditional Greek salads, when you have them in Greece, don't have lettuce in them. So it's just the feta, the red onion, cucumber, tomato, and olives. So we have lots of cucumbers and tomatoes in the garden right now. So I've been making that. And there's just, for me, there's something about the quality of that kind of acidy vinaigrette with a little bit of garlic and dried oregano in it that mixes with the feta and the olives. And I have that with a piece of bread and I'm happy.
All right. Well, enjoy that this weekend, Jeannie, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope everybody makes a delicious salad this weekend as well.
That's Jeannie Kelly, food writer, food stylist, author of cookbooks, including Salad for Dinner, Complete Meals for All Seasons. She joined us on Food Friday to expand our salad horizons. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to the Ideas Network.